Jack and News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg will peak tomorrow at 22, Pretoria 23, Emalahleni 21, and Tzaneen 19 degrees. City Power's disconnected several defaulting businesses in Armand and Selby, which were owing the utility around 32 million rand. The revenue collection operation also targeted multiple residential and commercial properties, including a panel beating company with an outstanding debt of over 8 million rand.
For us, it is really concerning that customers continue to disregard legal channels, especially the businesses. These are the people that are actually making profits and can basically be able to pay for electricity service and support the city and City Power in terms of maintenance and reinvesting in the network so that they can have an uninterrupted supply of electricity.
That's City Power spokesperson Isaac Mangena. The family of Babita Deokaran have thanked the media for their continued support in following up on her assassination. Deokaran was a senior official in the Gauteng Health Department when she was shot and killed in 2021 after flagging irregular tenders worth 850 million rand at the Tembisa Hospital. Here's her nephew, Darshan Deokaran.
Had it not been for your support and your continued efforts to help us get justice for my aunt, we fear that her death could be in vain. 3 years on, and the pain of losing my aunt, Babita, or Bata, has not eased. We feel her loss every day of our lives.
For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. President Cyril Ramaphosa defended the costs of presidential imbizos, saying it's money well spent. The president addressed the Ekurhuleni community today at the inaugural presidential imbizo for the 7th administration. The office has faced criticism for spending 44 million rand of taxpayers' money on these imbizos.
A number of people in our country look down on this process here, imbizo, but it's a waste of time. It's not a waste of time. It's very valuable for us as government to listen to our people.
The Energy and Electricity Department is calling on businesses to use the funding they receive to upskill their employees. Briefing Parliament's Energy and Electricity Portfolio Committee today, Deputy Minister Samantha Gray-Mare told MPs the economy and unemployment rate can improve if more businesses invested in the country and upskilled their workers.
There are small businesses that are setting themselves up to provide components or materials to the renewable energy side of things. But what is happening is that we're not manufacturing here. So they're getting funding and then they're buying everything outside of the country. So all that money's leaving, and then they're not upskilling people because the people who are working for them are just doing assembly of units as opposed to learning how to manufacture.
Statistics South Africa recently revealed that the unemployment rate rose to 33.5% in the second quarter. And finally, the Berlin Zoo resident panda Meng Meng has delivered twins for the second time. The birth has been hailed as rare and a boost to the endangered creatures. The cubs were born yesterday. Their gender has yet to be determined. That's it from the news desk for today. From me, Chanel September and the team, good night.
The Jacaranda FM Party Night. All your favorites right here.